Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Yud Aleph. We are holding on top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, but we're going to backtrack a little bit because we were rushing at the end of yesterday's shir. So I think we're going to go back all the way to Ravina Amar Midaraisa, about 10 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yud Amud Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom. So what we're going to do today is, first we're going to, as I mentioned, finish up that discussion we were having yesterday about understanding a brisa about an arusa eating truma or not eating truma when she's when the husband is a kohen and she only has erusin, to not be a raya in the discussion about whether bia makes nisuin. So we're going to go through Ravina's understanding of that brisa where it is not a raya at all as to whether bia makes nisuin, and through that discussion we're going to talk about the two different reasons that an arusa of a kohen does not eat truma, either because there's a chashash that he might find a mum on her later and then be mevatel the kiddushin, and it will turn out that she ate truma when she was not at all married to a kohen, or that she might still feed her family some of that truma. The Gemara is going to give, because she's still living with the family when she's an arusa, the Gemara is going to give three nafkaminas between those two reasons. Kibel, Masar, Vahalach will discuss what those nafkaminas are. Then the Gemara is going to move on to discuss the shita of Beis Shammai about Kiddushe Kesef. In our Mishnah, we had said that Beis Shammai holds, yes, it could be Mekadish Nisha with Kesef, but instead of the Masada Kiddushin asking the Edom under the Chuppah, does this look like it's worth a pruta, they would ask, does this look like it's worth a dinar? Because the Shear, according to Beis Shammai, is a dinar, not a pruta. So the Gemara is going to have four explanations of why Beis Shammai holds that it's a dinar. Three of them appear in today's daf, one of them in tomorrow's daf. Four explanations why Beis Shammai holds that it is a dinar. In between explanations two and three, the Gemara gets into a whole discussion about a klal that comes up in explanation number two, and that klal is that whenever the Torah uses the term kesef, it's always referring to the currency of kesef tzori, whereas whenever the Rabbanon use the term kesef, they're always referring to the currency of kesef medina. We're going to see in today's daf, kesef tzori is worth eight times the amount of kesef medina, so it's really important to know what kind of kesef if we're talking about. When you say in a ksuba that that ksuba's pasula is Masayim Zuz, what is that? Is that kesef tzori or is that kesef medina? So it's important to know what's what. So that's a klal that the Gemara is going to give. The Gemara is going to have four challenges to that klal, and it's then going to reformulate that klal. So that's going to be in between the explanations of why Beis Shammai holds you need a dinar for Kiddushin Kesef. So let's begin at Ravina Amar. Let's go back to Ravina Amar, about 10 lines from the end of the page, on Daf Yudam Beis. So Ravina Amar Midaraisa Mishra Pshita Le Da'achla. Ravina holds both Yochanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees that on a Daraisa level, an Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. When she has Erisin with a Kohen, that Kiddushin is enough to make her the Kinyan Kaspo of the Kohen, to the extent that she's allowed to eat Truma. So even if Bia only generates Erisin and does not make Nisuin, of course she eats Truma. You only need Erisin in order to eat Truma. Umidrabanan hu deshalachle. The messenger that he sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the message that Yochanan ben Bagbag sent Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira was a discussion on a Drabanan level. V'hachi shalachle. This is the question he asked Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Shamati alecha sha'ata omer arusa bas Yisrael ocheles betruma. I heard that you hold that it is an Arusa Bas Yisrael, who has Erisin with the Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma even on a Derabbanan level, Velo Chayash to the Simfon, and apparently you're not concerned that you might find a Mum in the woman later on. It will be Mevatel the Kiddushin, it will turn out that she never really had Kiddushin to the Kohen, and she unlawfully was eating Truma this time. Apparently even Midrabbanan, you're not worried about such things. So Shalach Le, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said back to Yochanan ben Bagbag, Va'ato i'ato omer kein. So are you not moda that we're not choshish that you might find a mum, that's not a reasonable chashash? Muchzakli bachshata baki b'chedrei Torah. I heard that you are such a big baki that you're an expert in all the dinim of the Torah, and lidrush b'kal v'chomer i'ato yodea. You don't even know how to make a kal v'chomer. Here's the Kal V'chomer. Uma Shivcha Kenanis She'in Bia Samachilasa B'truma. Since a Shivcha Kenanis cannot be acquired through Bia, so if someone does Bia with the Shivcha Kenanis, if a Kohen does Bia with the Shivcha Kenanis, that does not entitle her to eat Truma because there's no Kiddushin on the Shivcha Kenanis. And yet Kaspa Machilasa B'truma, if one purchases a Shivcha Kenanis with Kesef, it does give her Truma. V'lo Cheshin on the Simfon, and we're not Choshesh that you might find the Mum and the Kinyan is going to become Batal and Mafreya. So it will turn out that a non-Jewess was eating Truma. So Zo, a wife of a Kohen, Shabiyasa Machilas B'truma, where even on a Drabbanon level, having Bia with her will allow her to eat Truma, because by a Nesua, everyone is Moda that she eats Truma. We're not Choshesh for Simfon by a Nesua, because he's not going to have Nesuan unless he already did his research and knows that there are no mumin. So enodin, so all the more so, shekaspa machilas b'truma v'lo nechushu simfon. That if you do kiddush kesef, she should be allowed to eat truma, and we shouldn't have to worry about a possibility that you might find a mum. Aval ma'ese, but even though I think there's no reason to be concerned about finding a mum, but there's another reason that midrabanan an arusa bas yisrael to a kohen is not allowed to eat truma, not because of a mum, but shari amr chama arusa bas yisrael le'nechalas b'truma. The other reason that she's not allowed to eat truma is because of Ula's reasons. The chashash that Ula said that maybe she's going to share some of that truma while she's still living in her father's house with her father and with her brothers, and it will turn out that non-Kohanim are eating truma. So that's the reason midrabanan narusa bas Yisrael does not eat truma. It turns out, according to this understanding of the Braisa, the machlokas between Yochanan ben Bagbag and Rabbi ben Beseira is not whether Mida Oraisa and Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. They all agree Mida Oraisa and Arusa is allowed to eat Truma. It's not even Mida Rabbanan whether an Arusa Bas Yisrael is allowed to eat Truma. They all agree Mida Rabbanan, she's not allowed to eat Truma. The whole machlokas is, why Mida Rabbanan is she not allowed to eat Truma? Is it because of Simfon, or is it because of the chashash that she's going to share it with her family? Now the background to this discussion about Ula and the two reasons of why an Arusa Basel should need Truma is a sugya Mesachas Ksubas Dafan and Zayin. In the Mishnah Ksubas Dafan and Zayin, it tells us that an Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma until the time where the Nisuan is supposed to happen, and only then she can start to eat Truma. Higiyaz Man Velo Nisa, if the time when the Nisuan was set arrives and they don't actually do a Nisuan yet, she's then allowed to eat Truma. Now, why is it before Higiyaz Man she's not allowed to eat Truma? So the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Nun Zayin and Beis quotes a machlokas that Ula Shita is that we're afraid she's going to share the Truma with her brother and her with her brothers and her father, but when the Higiyaz Man, the husband will find a place for her to live, he'll get her own apartment, she's not going to be living with her father and her brothers anymore, and therefore that chashash goes away. That's the Shita of Ula. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda disagrees. He says, no, the concern is that you might find a mum, that if he marries her, it will be, when he does Nisuin, we'll find out that she was a balas mum, and the whole Kiddushin is going to become batel, because the whole thing would have been a mekach ta'us, and therefore, it turned out, she was never a kohenes, and she's been eating truma all this time. But once it's Higiyaz Man, he's not gonna let things go any further without doing further investigation. He's going to have his female relatives take a close look at her at the local bathhouse to make sure that there's no mum. So that's why once it's Higiyaz Man, she's allowed to eat truma. So that is what the Gemara says. Then the Mishnah says, Zo Mishnah Rishona. That all of that is according to the Mishnah Rishona. But Beis Din Shalach Reim said that a woman is not Ochelz Betruma, Achit Konis L'Chupa. That Higiyaz Man is not good enough. You actually have to have Nisuin in order for it to be allowed to eat Truma. But prior to an actual Nisuin, she doesn't eat Truma. And the Gemara over there on Chesam Ralph says that the basis for the Mishnah Achrona is because the Mishnah Achrona is worried about the Mumin, is worried about Simfon, and we're not Somech on the fact that his relatives, or he's not Somech, that his relatives are going to do a good job of investigating whether there are any Mumin. So it turns out that our Braisa that says that an Arusa Bas Yisrael does not eat Truma Ad shetikanes l'chupa, right? That's what our Bryce says. Until she actually enters the chupa, that's going like the Mishnah Achrona, that higiyas man is not enough. You need tikanes l'chupa. Tosos therefore raises the question. All of that is the background to Tosos Dibra Maskul Ad. Tosos raises the question, how could the Gemara say that the reason for the Isser is what Ula said, that it's because she might share the Truma with her father and with her brothers? According to the Mishnah Achrona, the reason is because of Simphon. According to the Mishnah Achrona in Ksubas, that it's Ad Shetikani Sluchopa, the reason is not that she might share it with her father and brothers. The reason is that about finding a mum. So how can we touch up this Brisa, which is clearly following the Mishnah Achrona, according to a reason that only works within the Mishnah Rishona and doesn't work within the Mishnah Achrona? So Tosa says that when the Brisa says Ad Shetikani Sluchopa, it's Lav Davka. Ad Shetikani Sluchopa just means until the Zman of Nisuman comes, which means that our Brisa is really going like the Mishnah Rishona, and therefore our Brisa could be understood either like Ula or like the other opinion, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Vayter in our Gemara, Uben Bagbag. Ben Bagbag holds that the reason Arusa doesn't eat Truma is because you might find a mum and does not learn this kal v'chomer from a shivcha to say that I'm not worried about finding a mum. Simfon ba'avadim lesley. He holds that there's no case where a mum would ever be mevatel, a purchase of an eved. And therefore, you can't bring a raya from a shivcha that, oh, if I'm not worried about simfon by a shivcha, then I shouldn't be worried about it by an isha either. There's no case of finding a mum by a shivcha where you can say, ah, this is not what I bought, and I'm not interested in this. This whole thing's a mekach tos. And the Gemara is about to explain why no mum of a shivcha would get you so upset that you'd want to be mevatel the mekach. By an isha, yes, but by a shivcha, no. Why? Because imum shabagalihu, first of all, if it's an obvious mum that anyone could have seen, hakachazile, well, then obviously you saw it and you didn't mind and you bought her anyway. So that obviously would not be a mum. That would be considered a mekach tos. And if you want a taina that there should be a bitul mekach because you find a mum in the shivcha or in the eved in a makum seiser, in a part of their body where it's not so obvious, where not anyone would have seen it, so my nafkalemina, what do you care if your eved has a your eved or your shivcha has some sort of mum shabaseiser? You're buying him from malacha. You're not buying him for tashma shamita. There's no intimacy with the eved of the shivcha. So why would it matter to you that he has a mum shabaseiser? So that wouldn't be mevatel the mekach. If he's a good worker, he's a good worker. And if you want to be chosur of the mekach because the mum is not a physical mum, but rather it's a criminal mum, nimtza ganav or kuvyustus, that it turns out that this guy is a kleptomaniac, this guy, he steals things, or he's a kuvyustus, which Rashi understands means a goniv nefashos, he's a kidnapper, then he gio. In such a case, he's yours. That's not enough to be mevatel the mekach because a stabevet is a ganav. Of every time you buy an Eved, you assume that he's got some sort of criminal past. How do you think he ended up being an Eved? So he obviously has some sort of, you didn't do background checks on an Eved. You knew that the background check is going to turn up something bad. That's why you're not hiring him to be your financial advisor. You're hiring him to be your schlepper. You're hiring him to be your Eved. It's interesting. Kavyustos, Rashi says, is a kidnapper. Tosus finds it hard to believe that it's like self-understood that when you buy an Eved, that he's a kidnapper. I mean, a ganav, that he's steals, you know, he might steal things here and there. Okay, maybe, but that he's a kavyusus, that he's a kidnapper. Furthermore, Tosus points out that there's a Gemara in Bechoros that says that a certain hegemon, a non-Jewish government official, challenged Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he said, you know, if you look in the Torah, the cheshbon of how much money was expended in building the Mishkan that's quoted in Parshas Pikudei is less than the amount of money that Moshe Rabbeinu collected from the Bnei Yisrael. So he says, Moshe Rabchem ganav haya, he was either a ganav or a kovyustus, or eino baki b'cheshbonos, or he was just bad at accounting. So if kovyustus means a ganav nefashos, mehechitesi, meaning what does that have to do with having with not balancing the books when building the Mishkan? So that's why Tosus quotes Rabbeinu Chanana that kovyustus means a gambler, a mesachik b'kuvya, and such a chisaron, yeah, probably all the avadim are degenerate gamblers also, and that would make sense that Moshe, that the challenge challenge that this Hegemon had was that Moshe Rabbeinu, why did he need extra money? Because he had gambling debts. So because of his gambling debts, he was collecting extra money that he wasn't going to use for actually building the Mishkan. That was the challenge of the Hegemon. But anyway, so bottom line is that that wouldn't be a mum that would be mevatel the mekach. So my amrit, what type of mum would the guy ever have that you're going to say that there's a bittel mekach on account of this mum? So list the mezuyan. You're going to tell me that he's an armed bandit, o nicht of the malchus, or he's an eved who's already chayiv misa to the malchus. So it's as if you bought an eved that's already dead. He's a dead man walking. So that's not such a common thing that you would say that you would have to say that when I bought him, I understood that probably he's a dead man walking, right? So maybe you could say in such a case that that's a mekach tos. No, that wouldn't be a mekach tos either, because hanu kala islahu. Those types of things everyone knows about. So if you didn't hear about it, it means you weren't keeping your ear close enough to the ground before you bought an eved, because those are famous things. Everyone's going to know about that. So the mekach is going to be chal. You're not going to be able to be chozer. You're not going to be able to back out of such a mekach. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos asks on Rashi that the Brice of Masech Babasra of Sadi Bezim Bez is Mufurush, that if he's found to be a list of Mazuyan or a Mukht of Lamalchus, the Lokech can tell the Mochar, Hareshel Chalafanecha. So directly against the way Rashi understands our Gemara. The way Rashi understands our Gemara is everyone knows that when someone is a list of Mazuyan or a Nicht of Lamalchus, and therefore you can't back out on such a Mekach because you should have known better. The Gemara says, Beferish Masech Babasra, that you are allowed to back out. You're allowed to say, Hareshel Chalafanecha. Please take your guy back. I didn't buy him to be a list of Mazuyan or to be a Nicht of Lamalchus. So therefore, Tosus explains that list of Mazuyan or Mukht of Lamalchus has a call, and if we haven't heard of anything about this Eved, he must not really be a listim, and he's not a Mukht of Lamalchus. And therefore, we're not Choshesh for such a Mum. Meaning, what's the concern? We're saying that do I have to be Choshesh that you might find a Mum in such an Eved? So it's true that if you do find this mum, says Tosos, it would be mevatel the mekach, but there's no chashash that you're going to find such a mum, because such a mum would rarely come by surprise. Every once in a while it might, in which case there would be a bittul mekach, but it's rare that such a mum is going to come by surprise, because kala islahu. That's how Tosos understands this line in the Gemara. But anyway, michti, bein lemar, lo achla. Both according to Yochanan ben Bagbag and according to Rabbi ben Beseira, the halacha is that an arusa does not eat truma on a derabbanan level. Midaraisa she would, but midarabbanan she doesn't. The only machlokas between them was, why did the rabbanan make a din that an arusa doesn't eat truma? So what's the nafkamina between them? Meaning they're having this big machlokas. Is there any nafkamina la halacha between them? They both say that an arusa is not allowed to eat truma on a derabbanan level. So says Gemara, yeah, there are three nafkaminas. Ikabinayu, ki Kibel Masav HaHalach. What are those three nafkaminas? So Kibel means that the husband was makabel on himself not to be makbid and not to back out of the kedushin, even if he does find any mumin in her, because the reason of Simfon based on the reason of Simfon, she should be allowed to eat truma right away, even as an arusa, because it doesn't matter. Even if he finds a mum later on, there's not going to be a bitul mekach. But if the reason is that she might share it with her family, then even if he's kibel any mum, she still might share it with her family if she's still living with her family. Second afkamina is that the father has given his daughter over to the shluchei habal to bring her to the husband's house, so she's no longer in the father's house. So the chashash that she might share it with her family is no longer a reasonable chashash. She's not with her family anymore. The only chashash is that once she arrives at the husband's house, he might find a mum. And the third nafkamin is halach. The father sent shluchim to bring her to the beis habal. So masar is he gave her over to the shluchei habal. Halach is similar, but it's the father's own shluchim that are bringing her to the beis habal, and the shluchim are going along with her. So the husband hasn't seen her yet, so you still have to be choshish that you might find mumin, but you don't have to be choshish that she's going to share it with her father and her brothers, because she's not with her father and her brothers anymore. She's already on the road. Now, apparently, you see from this Gemara, Tosfos Rid points out that we're not choshish that she might share the truma with the shlichim, with the people that are bringing her on the road. It's only that she'll share it with her father and her brothers. And Tosfos Rid explains, because the chashash of Shematishka, that she might give it to her father and her brothers, is dafka family members that are ketanim, that can't be trusted on their own to refrain from eating truma. But people who are gedolim, who are already balei achrayus, it's not her problem. If she gives them truma, they should know not to eat it. They should know to look for a hechsher on the food. And if it says, you know, kosher the kohanim, they should know that they're not allowed to eat such a thing. So that's not such a chashash. The Rambam, however, writes in the sixth paragraph of Shumos that an arusa doesn't eat truma because she might feed truma la'aviyah ula acheha. That it's not only acheha hakatanim, it's la'aviyah also. Now her father is a god, right? Her father is obviously over bar mitzvah. So obviously the Rambam understands that the chashash is not only for katanim, the chashash is for adults as well, which means that according to the Rambam, we still have this kasha. Why is it that I'm only concerned she's going to share it with her family when she's still in their house? Why aren't I concerned that even if she's walking with shluchim, she's being sent with shluchim to the Beis Habal, she might still share it with the shluchim? So the Melo HaRoyim, he says that the sheet of the Rambam is that we can't bring a raya from the din of shluchim to the din of family members, because if she grew up with a family, she loves them, and therefore we're choshesh that she's going to want to give them things, and she might be machshel them without them realizing it. As opposed to shluchei abal, she doesn't know them at all, so it's unlikely that she's going to start sharing her food with them. She has no motivation to do so. So that's the chiluk between the shluchim versus family members. Okay, so now we move on to the primary sugya of the daf, which is the whole rest of the daf, and brings us into tomorrow's daf, and that is that bekesef yeshamei or bedinar, that the Mishnah said that in order to do kiddushei kesef, Beis Shammai holds that a prut is not enough, you need a dinar. Mai taimayu de Beis Shammai. Right? That's the question that consumes us the rest of this daf. Where does Beis Shammai get the idea that it needs to be a dinar? Four possibilities. Possibility number one, Amr Rabbi Zeira, Shekenisha Makpeda Salatzma, Ve'in Miskadesh, Paks Midinar. A woman has self respect and she's Makpeda. I'm not going to give myself over for Kiddushin for a nickel. Right? What's a prut already? A nickel? I'm going to give myself over. No, it's got to be some reasonable amount of money. A dinar is a reasonable amount of money. So Abaye understands that that means that even if she agrees to accept Kiddushin for less than that, it's Einam Kudeshes. So Amalei Abaye says, Rabbi Zeira, Elameata, according to you, that the Kesef Kiddushin that the Torah speaks about is really about the Kpeda of the woman. Well, what if you have a very wealthy woman, Kigom Binsed Rabbi Yanai, like the daughters of Rabbi Yanai? Rabbi Yanai was an exceptionally wealthy person. The Gemara says in Babasra Daf Yudalid that he had 400 kramim in Eretz Yisrael, and he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that quoted him all over Shas. So he was a very rich man and a very big Talmud Chacham. But the point over here is that he's a very rich man. Now it's not clear in the Gemara and Babasra that when we talk about all of the things, that it's not a guzma, right? That it's not some sort of exaggeration. But still, because the Gemara over there says that another one of the Amoraim wrote 400 Sifrei Torah, and the Gemara says, nah, no one could have written 400 Sifrei Torah. It means he wrote Torah Tzibul on the Moshe Marasha Kilis Yaakov 400 times. So that's also something. But it means that he spent a lot of time doing that. So when we're even if it's an exaggeration, when we say he had 400 kramim, even if it's not to be taken literally, but you only exaggerate someone's wealth when they're wealthy, right? Meaning you wouldn't talk about the wealth of a poor man. So anyway, so he was a wealthy person, and his daughters, Lechorah, the captain and Avshayu, are very makbir about their dignity. They wouldn't accept kiddushin for less than three kav of golden coins. So hachinami, are you going to say by them that if they are willing to take one dinar me'acher from a man for the sake of kiddushin? You can tell me the Kiddushin is not going to be chal because it's less than their makbidon. You can't say that. It's not reasonable to say that the daughters of Rabbi Yanai can't be mekudeshes with the same amount of money that anybody else can, just because it's the derech for someone in that financial financial means to be makbidon more. If they choose to accept Kiddushin for a dinar, you're going to tell me they're not mekudeshes? It must be that the kesef Kiddushin that the Torah speaks about is not really totally on the hakpada of the people that are receiving the Kiddushin. So it must be that the pruta is considered good enough. So it's considered enough for Kesef. mess of kiddushin, so it shouldn't be that you need a dinar. So later, Zera said back to Abai, Hashtu yada v'kibla lo kamina. I wasn't saying that if she accepts, if she agrees to accept it, that we should still follow what someone of her means would normally accept. If she agrees to accept it, so good. She was maskim to accept it. Of course, that's going to work. Kika amina. When I was saying that you need to make sure that it's a dinar, you need to make sure that it's the amount that someone of such financial means would normally be comfortable with. It's where it's not clear how much money you're giving to her because it's nighttime, she can't see it. Or maybe the woman sent a shliach to be makabel kiddushin for her, and we need to know how much money you need to give to the shliach. It's not whatever the shliach accepts because the shliach doesn't know what the woman is makbid about. So in such cases, Beis Shammai disagrees with Beis Hillel and holds that since most women would normally be makbid on a dinar, it's considered as if she said that I will not be miskadeshas with less than a dinar. And the daughters of Rabbi Yannai are considered as if they're not interested in less than 3 kav of dinari zahav, because that's what someone of their financial status would normally insist on. That's how Rashi learns the sugya. Tosos and many other Rishonim disagree with Rashi. And it would turn out that anyone's miskadeshes belailor ali de shliach would be totally based on her chashivus. And v'nasata dvarech l'shirin, he tells us, according to Rashi, with the way the sugya is coming out, is that based on how much money her family has, it's going to be a different number for how much you need for a kiddushin when it's not clear, when you don't see how much money it is. Meaning, if she sees how much money it is and she takes it, okay, so then all bets are off. She took it, so it's fine. But whenever there's a shliach or whenever it's nighttime, it would be totally nasata dvarech l'shirin, according to Rashi. So that's why Tosfos and many other Rishonim say that all women that are miskachos belayla and alidei shliach, their kiddushin is with a dinar, because the assumption is that the mekadesh is going to give what most women would normally get, which is a dinar. And the daughters of Rabbi Yannai, if they wanted more, they should have said so. So from the fact that they were not megaladas, that they wanted more, so they were savar v'kibel. We assume that they knew what they were going to get, and therefore they're mekabel that for the Kiddushin. So that's how Tosfos understands a little bit differently than Rashi. But anyway, all of that was explanation number one of Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold you need a dinar for Kiddushin? So answer number one is because Bas Yisrael has a certain amount of dignity. She's not going to give herself up for Kiddushin for only a pruta. She wants a dinar. Second answer, Rav Yosef Amar Tamayi de Beis Shammai, the basis for Beis Shammai that Kiddushin cannot be with less than a dinar, Kidravida Maravasi. Dam Ravida Maravasi, Kol Kesef Ha'omur Batora, Kesef Tzori. Whenever the Torah uses the term kesef or shekel, it's always talking about the currency of tzor, which is the value of the matbeos in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu at the time of the giving of the Torah. Vishal devrayim, and whenever it says kesef in the context of a takanos chachamim, kesef medina, we're always referring to the kesef that they were noeg in their time, which is 1/8 of a kesef tzori. Kesef medina is 1/8 of a kesef tzori, right? That's what it turns out that according to some Rishonim, Rav Shachter often points out, according to some Rishonim, that when we, you learn Maseches Ksubas, and we say that Ksubas Besula is Masayim, and Ksubas Almana is a Mana, so you go through the whole Masechta thinking that Ksubas Besula is twice the value of Ksubas Almana. Some Rishonim do in fact hold that way, there's a Tosfos Baba Kama that holds that way, but according to many Rishonim, no, it's 16 times the value of Ksubas Almana, because Ksubas Almana is Midrabanan. Midrabanan, the Kesef we're talking about is Kesef Medina. It's 1/8 of the value of the currency. So 100 zuz of kesef medina to 200 zuz of kesef tzori is a 16-to-1 ratio. And that's why even if you hold that ksubas midrabanan, that ksubas pesulas midrabanan, we write in the ksuba, Ashkenazim at least write in the ksuba, to chazi lichi midaraisa. So the Rishonim say, how can we write to chazi lichi midaraisa of ksubas only midrabanan? No, we mean that the kesef we're using in the ksuba is kesef midaraisa. But by ksuba salmana, we don't write the chazi lichi midaraisa, because it is not kesef midaraisa. Only by ksuba spesula, it's kesef midaraisa. I told Rav Shechter that when I'm a sari kiddushin for a Sephardi boy with an Ashkenazi girl, normally I'll just use an Ashkenazi, as long as the Sephardi boy boy's okay with it. A basic Ashkenazi ksuba, and I'll take out the words the chazi lichi midaraisa, meaning I'll write up a ksuba that doesn't have the words the chazi lichi midaraisa. He said, ah, you can leave it in, it's fine. Meaning everyone knows that the chazi lichi midaraisa, because it's machlokes Ashkenazim and Sfardim, whether ksuba is daraisa or drabbanan. So Sfardim take out the words chazi. He said, yeah, you can leave it in, because most Rishonim understand the chazi lichi midaraisa is not about the nature of the ksuba, it's about the nature of the money in the ksuba. But anyway, so this is the klal, that kesef in the Torah is kesef tzori, and kesef in the midrabanan is kesef medina. So Beishamai holds that you can't say that the kesef kiddushin in the Torah is only a pruta, because the pruta is made out of copper, and in Tzur they didn't even have any copper coins, they didn't have any such cheap coins. So if you're going to have kesef kiddushin, it has to be something that would have had a kesef tzuri, would have had an amount that makes sense in kesef tzuri. So that's where he gets the idea of a dinar. So Gufa, before we go on to further explanations, says Gemara, let's analyze whether this klal is actually true. So Gufa, Amar Rav Yudah Ravasi, Kol Kesef Amar Torah Kesef Tzori V'Shal Devarim Kesef Medina Uklalahu. Is that really a klal that always holds true? Four challenges to this klal, that every time it says Kesef in the Torah, it's Kesef Tzuri, and Kesef in Midraban is Kesef Medina. Challenge number one, Vare Taina, what about Motu B'Miktsas, that Taina D'Chsiv, it says in the Torah, Ki Yitein Yishal Re'eu Kesef O'Kelim Lishmar, and then it comes time to return the Pikadon, and the guy claims he only has part of the Pikadon, that he was only ever given part of it in order to be potter from the rest. He has to take a Shavuos Motu B'Miktsas. Utnan, and the Mishnah Masech Shavuos tells us, Shavuos HaDayanim, the Shavua that the Dayanim impose on the Motu B'Miktsas, Hataina Shtei Kesef, the Taina needs to be a minimum of Shtei Kesef, V'Hauda Shavu Pruta, and the Hauda has to be a Shavu Pruta in order to be Chayiv a Shavuos Motu B'Miktsas. So if the Torah says a Lashon of Kesef on such a Shavua, and it doesn't say an amount, so based on the Klal of Ravasi, that the Torah speaks about even a Taina of a Ma'a, so why does the Mishnah say that the Taina has to dafka be Shtei Ma'os Kesef, and that if it was a Taina of a Ma'a, then of one Ma'a Kesef, then we wouldn't be mashpia the guy, we wouldn't make him take a shavua. So it must be that the Lashon Kesef in the Torah does not mean a particular coin based on the klal of Ravasi. It means money. So it's as if it says ki yitein yishal re'eu mamon. It just means any money. And the chum have to figure out what the shear is based on each and every din. But there's no klal, because if there was a klal, where in the world would we have come up with the idea of shtei ma'us kesef? That's not based on any klal. That's obviously the Rabban just coming up with the shear. So says Mar, no. Over there, the limud is that because we're talking about when you give a pikadon of either money or kelim, so the money has to be the equivalent of kelim. Ma kelim shnayim, just like kelim is a word that is plural. It doesn't say keli, it says kelim. So we know that it's shnayim, saf kesef shnayim. So whatever currency we're talking about has to be two of them. Uma kesef davar chashuv, and just like by kesef, shtei maos has to be a davar chashuv, af kelim davar chashuv. So to the kelim can't be little needles. It has to be something that's actually a davar. So now challenge number two. Is it really true that all kesef in the Torah is kesef tzori? Vare meiser. What about meiser sheni? That you bring the peros of meiser to Yerushalayim. Dichsiv, where the Torah says that if it's too much of a schlep to bring all the peros to Yerushalayim, vitzarta hakesef biyodcha, that you can take kesef and exchange the meiser sheni for kesef. Utnan, in the Mishnah Maseches meiser sheni says, haporeit selah mimos meiser sheni, that if you have prutos of nechoshes, that have built up of Meiser Sheni money, and now you want to exchange all these little prutas and nechoshes for kesef in order to make it easier to schlep to Yerushalayim, you could do that as well. So, but the bottom line is, you have prutas and nechoshes. How do you have prutas and nechoshes? This is a Doraisa din. I thought on Doraisa, oh, it has to be kesef tzori. There are no prutas and nechoshes in kesef tzori. So says Mark, kesef, ha kesef riba. There are extra ribuyim in the pasuk about Meiser Sheni to be more inclusive of other types of kesef. Okay, challenge number three, very hektish. What about hektish? Tichsiv v'nasna kesef akamlo. When you redeem something from hektish and make it chulin, the pasuk says v'nasna kesef akamlo. Rishonim point out, yeah, look through all chamisha chumshei Torah. Find me a pasuk that says v'nasna kesef akamlo. There's no such pasuk in the Torah. Okay, so we're paraphrasing a pasuk in the Torah of v'nasna kesef akamlo. That in exchange for the nechasim, you give kesef to hektish, and then it goes to chulin. Va'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says hektish shava manish chilal shava pruta. How much money is money? A pruta. But I thought we're talking about kesef tzori because it's kesef midaraisa. There's no such thing as a pruta in kesef tzori. Now, hasanami kesef yalof mi meiser. learn kesef from Meiser. So we learn Gzeru Shavu that just like kesef Meiser Sheni is mischalal napruta, so too the kesef that it says by being mechal nichsei hekdish is also similar to a pruta. So we had a special riboy by Meiser Sheni, and then we have a link between Meiser Sheni and chilul hekdish. So that's how I know that it's with a pruta. So fourth and final challenge, closer to home, very kiddusha isha. What about kiddushin? Dichsiv ki yikach ish isha uva Allah. That it says ki yikach ish isha and yavbiya v'gamar and we darshin. It says ki yikach kicha kicha miste Ephron. We had all the way back on Daf Beis already. That kicha and then again later or whatever, a couple of Daf later. That kicha kicha miste Ephron. That we learn kicha kicha. That it's kesef utnan and we have in our Mishnah how much kesef is kesef. So how can you, Ravasi, tell me that whenever there's a kesef in the Torah, it always has to be kesef tzori? But then, Neymar Ravasi, Damar ke Beishamai. Ravasi is going like Beishamai. I mean, it's one thing to say that Beishamai's shita is itself based on the klal that Ravasi had formulated, but why would Ravasi formulate a klal that shalok halacha? Ravasi shouldn't be following the shita of Beishamai. Beishamai says a dina, Beisilil holds a pruta. So why does Ravasi hold like a Beishamai? Divrei Beishamai b'makom Beisilel is eina mishnah. Ela I itmar. So if you want to say Ravasi's rule, we need to reformulate his klal just a bit. Hachi itmar. Here's how to formulate his klal. Amr v'damrav kol kesef katsuv ha'amur b'torah. That's an important word. That not just any time it says kesef in the Torah, anytime there is a specific set amount of money identified in the Torah for a particular payment, kesef tzori. That's kesef tzori. Vishal devrayim kesef medina. And any amount of money that's in the takanas chachamim is always going to be kesef medina. Ooh, so based on that, it's not a kasha that Ravasi is against Beis Hillel, because by Kiddushin there's no kesef katsuv. The Torah never said you need X amount of money to do Kiddushin. It just said kicha, and from kicha, kicha, mistafron, we saw that it involves money, but it never gave a number. So, Maikamashmulan, but it says, but wait a second, once you've reformulated Ravasi to only be about kesef katsuv, it turns out Ravasi is not telling me a chiddush at all, because Tanina, we already have a beferish mishnah, Mesechas Bechoros, that chamesh shalayim shel ben, that the five slime you need for Pidyon HaBen that are explicit in the Torah. Shloshim Shalevet, the 30 kesef that you have to pay when your shor kills an Eved Kanani. Chamishim Shalonis v'shal Mefata, the 50 that you have to pay if a man is Rahman son Ma'anis and Nara or is Mefata and Nara for to sleep with him. Then you pay 50. Meya Shal Motzi Shemra, the Meya kesef that you pay for being Motzi Shemra on your wife and it turns out that you were lying. Kulam b'shekel hakodesh b'manatzuri. All of them are b'shekel hakodesh b'manatzuri. Meaning we know that that's all kesef tzori from a mishnah. I don't need Ravasi to come along and tell me that all these dinim are talking about kesef tzori. It's beferish in a mishnah that all these things are kesef tzori. So what's Ravasi teaching me? In a chinami, says Gemara, he's not teaching me with the first half of a sentence, it's the second half of a sentence that's a chiddush. Vishal devrayim kesem medina tzrichalei. The chiddush of Ravasi is that whenever you have a din midrabanan, the currency we're speaking in rabbinic terminology is kesef medina, to lo tnan, because that there's no mishnah for. To Tanya, we have a braisa, tokei lechavero. If a person makes a loud noise in his friend's ear and he embarrasses him because the friend reacts in some funny way or something that's embarrassing, so you have to pay him a sella for the boshes. If you did damage, you have to pay for the nezek and the tsar and the ripoy, all that stuff also, but it's a sella for the boshes, because that's what an average person, that's the amount of embarrassment that he suffers. V'lo tema my sella arba zuzi. Don't say that a sella means four zuz, ela my sella palga de zuza. A sella means a half a zuz, meaning one-eighth of four zuz. Davdi in she dekara le palga de zuzi istira, because people sometimes call a chatzi zuz a sella. Why? Because in case of Medina, Chatzizuz is a sella. So now we move on to the third explanation for Shitas Beis Shammai. Right, so far we had two explanations why Beis Shammai holds that it's a dinar. Explanation number three. Rabbi Shimon Lakshomer Tamayda Beis Shammai Kidu Chizkiya. The reason Beis Shammai holds Kesef Kiddushin with a dinar is based on Chizkiya. Damar Chizkiya. Chizkiya says in the context of an Eved Ivri and an Ami Ivriya that are able to be poda themselves and go free before their time is up, before their sentence is up, by using the what's called giron kesef, meaning if you buy an eved ivri for sheish mana for 6 years of service, and he's already worked 3 years, so when he comes to be potter himself, he only has to pay three mana for the 3 years of service he has remaining. So Amakra, the pasuk says vehefta melamed shemegara as mipidyon aviyotza. It says by an eved ivri vehefta, and that teaches us that she can pay the amount of money left based on based on the rate for per year of what she was of what her purchase price was. So if we're talking about that she's giving a dinar, so I understand that there's giron kesef and a dinar is a substantial amount of money, so you could pay part of that, so ad pruta, up until a pruta. But if the whole purchase price to begin with could have only been a pruta, there is no possibility of giron kesef by a pruta. So it says, but maybe what the pasuk means is maybe giron kesef is only if you pay the dinar, and not if you pay the pruta. So it says, that can't be. Dumya the yud, because it has to be similar to the yud of an ama ivriya. Ma yud afgav di boy miyai di boy lo miyai kalechot lo matzi miyai love is vina zvini. Just like yud, by designating her as a wife, you could do it or not do it, but you have to be able to do it. So chanami kalechot lo matzi migra love is vina zvini. If you can't even have the possibility of giron kesef, then it shouldn't be a valid sale. So now I know that by ama ivriya it's a dinar. How does it tell me kiddusha isha? The kiddusha isha the beisha may nafgalu who may ama ivriya ma. So we learn from Ame Ivriya to Kiddushin, Ve'ema Palga de Dinar, Ve'ema Shte Prutos. How do you know that it's a dinar? Maybe it's a half a dinar, maybe it's Shte Prutos. Once it's not a pruta, so we assume that then it is a dinar. Let's just read the last one also. Rava Amar, the fourth and final explanation, that the reason Meshamei insists on dinar is that Benos Yisrael should not be made into hefker. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up at the two dots on Yud Beis Amar Aleph. Everyone have a great day.